call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm a cripple on the corner. You pass me on the street, and I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough. Don't think I don't know that I rise never. Someone crossed that yellow line. The day we laid them in the ground is the day I lost my mind. Right now I'm down to four little cardboard signs. So don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fast, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. Help me all.
And that's right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises. Once again, because we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again, as he's going to give us another good message for tonight. But first, we're going to start in with our prayer request. Sister Rode, who do we got on the board with us tonight? All right, Sister Rode. Who do we got with us tonight? All right, who do we got out there? Anybody we want to just give their prayer request or what have you?
What was
go
that?
Ahead, call it. Okay, Sister Emily, you're there, okay. What kind of prayer requests or praises you got for us tonight?
Just prayer for our family for tomorrow is my aunt's funeral. But he'll give me the strength to get through this.
All right.
Also, my normal prayer, first responders and medical personnel. Also for Dad, because he's in the hospital in ICU.
And obviously, for also the your mom in the nursing home, as well as the nursing homes as well, right, Emily?
Yes.
Okay. Any others that you can think of?
For brother and sister Quake.
Okay. Any other requests out there?
Our ministry as a whole.
All right. Well, anybody else for requests beside Emily?
Also for Big Brother 6.
Okay. We'll get to you in a second. Okay, any other callers with requests? All right, now we got Sister Ruth with a few here. Here we go.
Yeah, I talked to Lila. She said she needs prayer, and we're all praying for Emily and her situation. It's personal. And I'm doing better, and I just praise the Lord.
And then, of course, my prayer request for the ministry, the bus, and, of course, coming the 29th of this month, as I'll be getting the results from that stress test. So be praying for the doctor to know that he come up with something, that they'll be able to figure out what's going on, and that they'll be able to move ahead as to how they can help with that situation. All right, so we're going to turn the floor over to Brother Quick, if he's got any requests, and then he can go ahead and pray for us and get into his message tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. We do have a prayer request. My wife has asked for an unspoken concerning her health, and her and I both will appreciate that a whole lot. And, of course, I'm always in room for prayer. I have surgery coming up on my left shoulder coming Thursday night, a week from tonight. And so, Brother Ken, I'm not real sure that I'll be preaching this a week from tonight, because I'm not just sure exactly what all is going to happen there. And so you're going to have to come up with something, and you can come up with a message on your own. I'm sure you can do that. And so just keep us in prayer every day. And then we're asking for the Lord to give good results on that stress test for you, Brother Ken. And we're not expecting any bad news. We're expecting good news. And Miss Ruth, it's just really good to hear such a good praise report from you. You just have made our night for sure. Well, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us this night. Our Father, thank you for this privilege of listening to these folk that are miles away. They're coming across to us through the airwaves with their requests. And we're always glad to be able to take prayer requests and be able to pray with people. And so we just count this a privilege coming from you. And so I'm just asking you be with Miss Emily. She's got the funeral that she'll be going to tomorrow. And Lord, I would plead with you that you just strengthen her. Give her that strength that only you can, and help her to understand the days are coming when those of us around will be going to her funeral, and the days are coming when people will be going to my funeral. And what's sort of really good about that is we know where we're going, Lord. And so we're just asking that you'd be with first responders and all of the nursing home workers and pray she'd be with her dad, who's in ICU now, and her mother is in a home. And we're asking that you just minister unto her. And then she said something about her big brother being sick, so we're just asking that you touch him in a special way. And then, Lord, for Brother Ken, I'm glad that he gave us the date of the 29th. And, Lord, I'm just asking that you just give these doctors that good news where they will know what needs to be done with his heart. And we're just so glad to be able to pray for him. And, Lord, we pray for these about every day. And we're just glad to have that privilege to do that. Now, I'm asking that you would be with me as I preach the Word of God this night. I would plead with you for a filling of your blessed spirit, that your blessed spirit would be here to guide my thoughts, guide my words, and to guide everything that is said into the hearts that who will be listening this night. I'm sure that for all of those that are listening to me all around this world, there's many that do not know Christ as their own personal Savior. I would plead with you this night, that the Spirit of God would be there to help them, to lead them to a place where they can pray for repenting of their sins and trusting Christ to become their Lord and Savior. I remember very well the night that I did that, and I'm just so glad to have that kind of a memory. Now, be with us this night, and we'll sure thank you and we'll sure praise you. Thank you for Brother Six Eyes and this radio network that he's instructed for me to pray or to preach every Thursday night. And this has just been a real privilege on our part. So we're just asking now that you would use us according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And we'll thank you in these things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I'm going to be taking our attention to the Old Testament, to the book of 1 Samuel this night, chapter number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. The Lord just brought some things of interest to my attention on this passage of Scripture many years ago. And I just run across it in my Bible reading just the other night, and the Spirit of God said, "Excuse me, son, you need to preach that Thursday night." And so with the Lord's help, I'm going to do that. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and you follow along as I read. 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse number 1 says, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary, that would be Peninnah, also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, to her, said to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her heart was not, her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Verse number 17 says, Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, but she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. I'll stop my reading there at the end of verse number 22. I want to preach just a few moments on the subject of the price of real joy before us all. You see, every one of us knows that there's something that is all the time going to get at us and bother us just about the time that it's time for us to worship the Lord. If you noted back here in verse number 6, her adversary, her sister, the other wife, also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. So we see here, at the time of worship, was when these two wives would go at it. Well, not go at it because it was just the one that had children that was picking at the one, the other one that had no children. And every year, about the time they went up to worship, this is what they put up with. They would put up. So it was not an easy thing for Hannah. She quit eating when they was there. Her husband noted that in verse number 8. Let me read that again. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? And that didn't make a whole lot of difference to Miss Hannah because she still didn't have any children. And so when they got done with their worship here, in verse number 10, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. After they got done eating in Shiloh, Eli, the priest, sat upon a post, a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed and said, listen to this, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Isn't that amazing? She wanted a man-child. She wanted a baby boy. And she was just not happy because she had no children at all, but she wanted a man-child. And she was praying in bitterness of spirit unto the Lord, not moving or not saying anything out loud, just moving her lips as she was praying. I've seen people do this at the altar many, many a time. Their lips will be moving and there won't be a sound coming out their mouth. And they'll be weeping. I knew at those times, I knew that this was nothing more than a case of Hannah. Right here in the Old Testament, she was giving us that very same lesson. And women still do this yet to this day. After the preaching of the Word of God, they'll go to the altar. They don't always say anything out loud, but their lips will be moving, and we know that they're praying unto the Lord. Well, Hannah was the same way. But listen to her praying. She said, O Lord, I would plead with you that you give me a man-child. Well, Eli saw her, and he said in verse number 14, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered, oh, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful heart. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She was telling the preacher, the priest, exactly what she was doing. Verse number 16, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Listen to this preacher. Verse number 17, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And when she came back home, listen to this now, I'm reading right from the Word of God. When she came back home, all of a sudden, she was joyful. You see, we read earlier where she would just be, just tore up inside of her, and it would show up on her face. And it got to where she wouldn't even eat when they would go up to the worship time. She wouldn't even eat because of this other wife picking at her like that. Well, when she gets back home this time, look here at verse number 18. Let not thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Isn't that amazing? She knows that God has heard her praying. Isn't that amazing? God still answered our prayers yet to this very day. He still answers our prayers. But we need to be praying in the right way, the right manner, the right way, because that's what Hannah was doing. She was pouring out her soul because she did not have any children at all, and she was begging God for a man-child. Isn't that just amazing? We raised four children. We had our oldest son, and then about 3 years after that, God gave us our daughter. She's now home with the Lord. And some days after that, God gave us a third child, and he's such a blessing yet to this day. And then when my wife became expecting this last child, she said to me, she said, "Honey, help me find a good girl's name." I said, "What do you want a good girl's name for?" She said, "Because I think I'm going to have a girl." I said, "No, child, you ain't going to have that at all." She looked at me and she said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "I have asked God for a preacher, and his name is going to be Samuel." Isn't that amazing? I was right there, and the doctor was late coming in. My wife had our fourth child. His name is Samuel. And by the way, he is a preacher to this day. He's pastoring some churches. Isn't that amazing? God answered my plea. And when my wife was told that by me, she didn't get all tied in knots. She said, "Well, let's just go ahead and find us a good boy's name." I said, "I've already found it. I've asked the Lord for a preacher. His name is going to be Samuel." And isn't that amazing? That's exactly what Hannah did. She went, and when she had this baby, look at chapter 2. Chapter number 2 says, well, let's back it up a little bit. Let's go to chapter number 1 again. In chapter number 1, look at verse 24. "And when she had weaned him and took him with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, 'O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my portion, my petition, which I have asked of him. Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth.'" Isn't that amazing? Hannah made a covenant unto the Lord. She poured her heart out, and she just was begging God for a man-child. And we're back here in chapter number 1. Let me read it again. In verse number 11, he vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look after the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." Isn't that just amazing? She kept her word. Hallelujah. She kept her word. Yes, she did. Oh, listen, we'll find out here that this boy's name is Samuel. Samuel was quite a prophet of God. Oh, yes, he was a preacher boy. That's just what she had asked the Lord for. And our Samuel, oh, yes, he's a preacher boy. He sure is. He preaches some good messages. Amen. He was raised by a good daddy and good mama that took him to church 9 months before he was ever born. Amen. He came to know Christ as his own Lord and Savior. I was moderating a camp meeting right here in Waycross several years ago, and Samuel had been coming the last 2-3 years. And this one night, Samuel walked down the aisle and I met him there, and he was weeping like a little baby. And he says, "Dad, God's called me to preach." Well, I about had a fit. I went to shouting all over that place. And the preacher of the night, his first name was also Ken, Brother Ken. And he said, "What's going on, brother?" I says, "God has called Samuel to preach. And I'm just excited about that." And Ken looked at me, and he got a big old smile on his face, and he says, "I was wondering when that was going to take place." He says, "I've been watching him the last 2 or 3 years, and I knew that God was putting it on him. I was wondering just how long he's going to wait before he answered the call." I said, "Well, he's answered the call. Amen." Oh, listen. You see, God promised this woman, or this woman promised God that she would give this man-child unto God all the days of his life. She did that very thing. But you see, it took who knows how many years of aggravation by this other man's wife, her husband's wife. Who knows how many years she put it to her, because her womb was dry. It wasn't working, because God had just give her that kind of a womb. And then her countenance all changed. We read that in verse chapter number 1 and verse 18. Let me read it to you again. And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. That's just what happens when God answers our and gives us a good load of joy. I remember that very night that God saved me. I remember that night. I remember how it was that God saved me. And I remember how it was I didn't know even how to answer or ask the Lord for what I was needing. But my daddy had took me up there and introduced me to the Lord. And my daddy was right there beside me, and he wouldn't even help me with any words. And finally the words began to flow from me, and all that fear that I had down inside of me turned into joy. I'm talking about joy. And I've been joyful ever since. I got off my knees, and my daddy looked at me, and he said, "Well, son, the Lord found you tonight." And I said, "He sure did, Dad. As I got one need." He said, "What's that?" And I said, "I got to go tell somebody what God just did for me." And that was 65 years ago. And to this day, I've still got that same need. Every day, I got to go find somebody that I can tell what God has done with me. Oh, listen, that's what this is all about. But you see, let me tell you something. This can still be happening to us. God has promised us right here, right now, on September the 21st, 2022. September the 22nd. I got it right. September the 22nd, 2022. That we can still have that sweet, know it right now peace from our God. Let me read you some verses from the New Testament. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. I'll read it to you. Verse 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Verse 14, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Verse 15, listen to this now, "And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have," present tense on that verb, "we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Well, hallelujah. The pains of Hannah's heart as she prayed before God, made such a vow unto God, spread to a joyful facial countenance. By the way, that joy, that vow that she prayed before God, she kept. We find that in verses 24 to 28. and I read some of that already. Let me back up just a little bit here. Verse 24 of chapter number 1. Verse 24 says, and when she had weaned him, she took him with her and three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. For also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Ooh, hallelujah. That's quite a couple of verses there, I'm telling you. We can still have that same joy this day. This very day. Dr. Lee Robertson, who's home with the Lord now, been home with the Lord several years, came to a family camp meeting here in North Georgia. This was several years after I had met him at another meeting that had been held at his church in Tennessee. And that day, I had sat back there and I had watched him as he was up front and he was telling us about what was going to happen in the meeting. And God just burdened my heart. And I said, Lord, I'd give anything just to have just a few minutes of this man's time, just me and him. Well, there was kind of an alleyway between the buildings there. And I was in that alleyway that afternoon. And who come through the door? Dr. Lee Robertson. And he saw me, and he came over to me, and he shook hands with me, and he said, Brother, I'm just glad that you're here. And I said, listen, I was pleading with God that he would give me just a few moments of your time today, just you and me. And he looked one way, and he looked the other way, and he says, well, the Lord's answered your prayer. Here I am. I'm listening. Let's have some fellowship. And he stayed there, and he talked with me, and he fellowshiped with me as long as what I needed. And this was several years later. He was coming, he drove into this camp meeting, and he drove in there by himself. He and his wife came. He drove the car by himself. I think he was then 92-year-old, something like that. He was right up in age. And I went over to him before he got up to preach that night. I went over to him, and I said, Dr. Robertson, I don't know that you remember me. He said, tell me what I don't remember. I said, some years ago at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship, which was held at your church, I had begged God to give me just a few moments of your time. And you came in that very area, and we had some sweet fellowship. And he thought for a minute, and he looked up, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, Brother Quick, I remember that well. I remember that well. It's just so good to see you again. It wasn't all that long after that that he went home to be with the Lord. But you see, he knew about that joy that I had. I knew about that joy that I had also. The pains of Hannah's heart as she prayed before God and made such a vow unto the Lord now is spreading joy all over her face. By the way, that vow that she prayed before God, she kept. She took Samuel up there and left him. That way, every year when they went up to worship the Lord, Samuel was right there, and she could have some fellowship with him. Isn't that something? You see, I don't know who it is that I preach to tonight. I can't see anybody's face except for my wife's. Amen. But this privilege that God has given me to be able to preach over the radio waves of this network has been just such a blessing to me. Those prayer requests that we have been given by those that have listened to me, we are faithful in praying for them. And Miss Emily, don't you have any fears or concerns about tomorrow when you go to that funeral? The Lord's going to that funeral with you. and he's going to be right there to help you all the way through. If you just have some joy on your face, it'll help somebody along the line that really doesn't know a whole lot of joy, but they'll see that joy in your face, and it'll just change the way that they're looking at that funeral also. I just want to say that, because that's how the Lord works. I don't know how it is or who it is that I'm talking to tonight. I don't know where your heart is right now before God. Are you sure? Are you 100% sure that you know Christ as your own Lord and Savior? Are you 100% sure that he knows you as his own child? What changed in you when you trusted Christ to save you? There must have been some kind of a change in you. There has to be a change in you. The Bible tells us all about a change in us. Amen. Amen. We read about that change in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I won't go there tonight, but that's exactly where we'll read about that change. Where are you in your daily walk with the Lord right now? What specific need do you have to give the Lord right now in these very moments? He's waiting to hear from you this very moment. He's waiting to be able to save your soul if you don't know Christ as your own personal Savior. He's waiting to help you along your way in service unto him. He's waiting for you. What is on your heart that he can help you with right now? You see, God can help every one of us. There's nothing at all that God cannot do to help us. I'm telling you right now, he can help us no matter what. That's just how he is. God always helps those who come to him. And I would plead with you even right now. You know about the Spirit of God dealing with your heart. You know about the conviction that's set in there. I would plead with you right now that you would bow your heads and your hearts before him, and that you would listen to him, that you would do as he has said unto you. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I would plead with you. This is the day of salvation. This is the very day. And this is the time for you to trust Christ. If you're dealing with an area of service, this is the very moment that God has where he can call you, where he can enable you. This is the very moment for that. Listen to him. And then do as he said. That's the only thing that I can say to anyone and everyone, anytime that I preach the word of God. Our Father in heaven, I'm asking now, you just deal with our hearts and help us to know that we're doing right in anything that we do this night. I pray for those that don't know Christ. I would plead with you that you would just enable them to fall on their face before you. Enable them to repent of their sin. Enable them to cry out and ask the Lord Jesus to save them. Enable them. Do that for them. Anybody that's listened to me this night who's not sure of an area of service, I would plead with you this night that you would deal with their hearts. Help them to understand this is you leading them. And they'll never get started until they stop and until they listen, until they work, they listen to you, until they wait for the answer to come from you. It has to come from you, Lord. So you just help us this night, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. I'm asking that you would be Miss Emily with that funeral tomorrow, that you just give her some joy even before she gets there. Help her to have joy all the time that she is there, because there's going to be some sinner there, and they're going to see that joy on her face, and that's going to give her opportunity to be able to tell somebody about what Jesus can do to their soul. Oh, listen, we just thank you, Lord, for all of your answers. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken?
All right, Brother Quick, would you give the listeners your
snail mail information so they can contact you if they wish to?
I sure will. You are fading in and out, but I know what you're saying anyhow. My snail mail address is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street, that's Waycross, Georgia, and Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, Georgia, 31501, and that's right here in the good old United States of America. Thank you, Brother Ken, for giving me that opportunity.
Amen. And if they wish to contact you via email, they could contact Brother Quick through my email address, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king, like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. Then just put your message together in the message body. Then we will print it off and send it to Brother Quick. And then when he sends us back the response, we will put it in a PDF and attach it to an email and send it back to you so you'll have his response. And if you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Success Radio Network, just if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go to the podcast section, type in Six Eyes Radio, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Once you do that, click enter. Then when we pop up, just click subscribe, and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network 24/7 on demand. If you have an Android or Apple device, you'll need to do the first thing you need to do is download the iHeartRadio app. The iHeartRadio app, once you download iHeartRadio, go to iHeartRadio and then do the same procedure of typing into the search box, Six Eyes Radio, click enter when we pop up, then click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and you'll be notified when new programs come available. We're also available on blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/SIXEYES. If you wish to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, it's free for you to listen to, but it is not cheap for us to keep these programs going, so we would appreciate a gift from you. And you got several options there. First, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order, just contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. In the body of your email, just explain that you're wishing to send a check or money order and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we thank you once again very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Now, Brother Quick, we will just do a rerun next week of this same program for next week since it was such a good program, so you won't have to worry about next week. We'll have that covered. And finally, go ahead.
There was somebody I think was trying to get in there, and I was just thanking you for what you just said.
Okay, that's what I was about to say is, see, if we have anybody that had any last prayer requests or praises there that we might have so Brother Quick could pray for him as he closes us in prayer. Oh, Ruthie has something she wants to throw in here. Okay, here we go. Or if you also got comments or questions about his message, Ruth.
I love the message. That's not it. I wish that the Click family could sing and we could play the whole disc that time and also put his sermon at the end.
Yeah, that'd be a cool idea.
This knows I'm a fan of his.
All right. And it was a good message. And speaking of that, I've read that passage several times, Brother Quick, and it was refreshing to go through that again. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Sister Emily, if you're on there, do you have any questions or comments?
That was a good message tonight, Brother Quick, and I'll put it to you this way. Your message hit home on quite a few points you said tonight.
Well, thank you.
I was also asked to tell you hello, God bless you, and Mom's praying for you and Sister Quick.
Thank you very much, sis.
Okay, any other callers got any questions, comments, or prayer requests? All right, looks like we're good, Brother Quick, so we'll let you close us in prayer, and we'll be out of here, and expect to see everybody tomorrow night for AJ and the Squad, 9 p.m. Eastern, here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's yours, Brother Quick.
All right, give me that address, that Six Eyes Radio, in order to get these programs back on. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, you're wanting to get, like, on the Internet?
Yes, that'd be good.
Okay, if you're looking for programs, now there are several options you got. Like if you got a smartphone or tablet, all you do is go to your podcast section of your smartphone or tablet, and you go in there, you type in the search bar, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio. Okay, that's if you have a smartphone or tablet. Now, if you have an Android.
Kenny, excuse me. If you have a smartphone, whether it's Android or Apple, you have
I was going to that next. Now, that's just if you have a regular smartphone or tablet. But if you have an Android or Apple device, you have to download the application, what they call an app. It's called iHeartRadio, okay? And once you download that, then you do the same procedure of typing in on iHeartRadio, Six Eyes Radio, okay? But you can go on the Internet to blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com/ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. That's, you just go like, you know, like where you type in your search bar for google.com or whatever? That's where you would type that in, on the Internet.
All right, that's blog.
If you have a smartphone or tablet, you've got to go to the place.
You're getting him confused. He's asking about on the Internet. So on the Internet, you type in blog, talk, radio.com/six eyes.
All right.
That's what you do. So if you're going on the Internet, that's where you go. That takes you directly to the Six Eyes page, and you'll see all of our programming. You'll be able to go as far back as the whole 11 years that we've been on the air. You'll be able to get programs all the way back. You'll be able to search through all the pages. You'll be able to go down through and look at all the pages of different messages. You'll be able to get all your old messages from way back.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that would be the place to go if you're wanting to research all of the messages you've done is go to blogtalkradio.com www.facebook.com/sixeyes.
All right.
That'd be the place to
go. All right. I'll get it done.
Okay.
Brother Quick.
Yes, ma'am.
With your closing prayer tonight, I kind of forgot to tell you when you did your opening prayer that I was in the ER last night and had to have two of my toes put place.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
And trust me, I told the doctor if he wasn't a doctor, I would have popped him one.
Oh, my soul, girl.
She dislocated them, and they had to re-put them back in place.
Yeah, good
Lucky
night.
Lucky she did. She was blessed she didn't break them, so.
That's it. All right, well, let's pray then if that's the end of it, okay?
Yep.
Our Father, thank you for these moments together. And thank you for this fellowship that you've given to each one of us before the message and after the message. And, Lord, I'm just asking, even now, again, that you'd be with Miss Emily when she gets to that funeral tomorrow and just help her to understand there are going to be some people there that don't know Christ as their own personal Savior. They don't know what it's about. But if she goes in there with a smile and has that joy about her, that'll give her opportunity to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. So just help her to understand. There's going to be some people that's going to be watching her tomorrow, that's for sure. And so we're asking now that you just be with each of these requests that were given for Miss Ruth, for how she's doing much better, and that's always good to hear. And then for Ken, on the 29th, he's going to be finding out about the results of this test that he went through. And, Lord, we would plead with you even now, the doctors that are looking at this, that you'd give them that wisdom needed. Help them to understand this is a man that they're looking at. Help them to understand he's not ready to just curl up and just sit in an easy chair for the rest of his life. He's busy for you. And so we're just asking that you just give these doctors that wisdom and help them to see exactly what needs to be done to help him with his heart condition. And we'll sure enough thank you for that. But you be Brother Six Eyes again tonight and bless him wonderfully. Now, Lord, I would ask that you just be with each of us that have heard me preach this message tonight. And I don't hear out of a lot of people that have heard me, and I know that. But you know where they're at, and I would plead with you for the convicting power of the Spirit of God to stay on them till they listen to you and until they will repent of whatever it is that you spoke to their heart about, and that you just help them to understand that's the best way to go in life, in the very sweet, full fellowship with you. So you help us, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.